August 26, 2017, RLRD budget.
I'm going to be joining us, I suspect you will. But let's go ahead and get started. We have a number of things to deal with. And our scheduled time is beginning at 9 this morning and not 9:30. So if you'll stand with me, let's begin the meeting.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you. I want to welcome all of you. I wish to say both of you.
Almost both of you. Traditionally, historically, we've used this time to between 9 and 9:30 to talk about the budget for 2018. Bill has been working hard over the last weeks and months to pull that together, and we'll defer now to have him kind of lead us through the preliminary budget process here. Bill, you want to take it from here?
I think we prepared some exhibits that will be helpful to you. There's the exhibit with the budget showing actual results for 2016, actual results for the first 6 months of 2017, what I projected to the end of December of 2017, and then what the budget would be for calendar year 2018. Let's just first start with 2016. We had a 5% tax increase on the property owners of the RLRD, and that generated $289,625 in tax revenue. In 2016, we put through a 1.7% pay increase for employees. Sale of timber was $20,000. Major repairs, if you look down under expenditures.
Can I ask, which sheet are you working from? I'm
the second, the third.
Highlight sheet.
I don't know which one. Okay, the highlight, the first one, sorry. Mm-hmm.
We show $159,486 in major expenditures. We spent $6,350 in welding repairs of the valves. I think in meetings you've heard us talk about that, where we did some repairs to help extend the life of those valves until we can replace them. We also had spent in 2016 $136,236 in dam masonry repair and replacement. That project was completed in 2017, and there's a final payment we made in 2017. And then we put a new roof on the gatehouse for $16,900. That totaled $159,486 in major repairs. Engineering, in 2016 we spent $40,161. It's broken down between the Howell Bunger valve analysis of $10,423, some help they gave us when installing the jib crane of $5,259. For the dam masonry and replacement, the assistance on that was $7,251. The slope stability project, which I think some of you have seen if you've gone by in the boat, that's presently in process and probably about 80% complete, 70-80% complete at this time. Their engineering charges for that and design of that was $15,489. Property improvements we made in 2016, we built a fishing dock for the public for $16,065. We also built a dock over by the swimming area for the Hutton Bay residents of $16,867. We spent $4,204 on the slope stability project, and we built a sheriff's dock for $1,095, totaling $38,231 in property improvements. Equipment was $23,639. The most of that was the acquisition cost, and the installation cost of the half-ton jib crane was $22,234 of that $23,639 total expenditure. In 2016, the commissioners voted unanimously to withdraw $108,000 from the dam repair fund. And that brought the fund down at the end of 2016 to $1,092,000. 2017, we had a 5% tax increase. It raised our revenue to $304,106, approximately $15,000 in additional revenue. We expect in the fall of this year to get our balance on the timber contract, which we're estimating would be about $45,000. Through Senator Young, we got a grant for the wharf station that some of you may have seen at the boat ramp, at boat launch. We received that money. It was $25,000. In 2017, we put through a 1.5% pay increase for our employees. Major repairs that we've completed, and some of them I've estimated for 2017. First off, new valves at the base of the dam. It was probably in August, I think it was, the dam repair committee with the help of Hatch Acres, our engineering firm, sent drawings for a request for quote on valves. We got five, we sent those to five suppliers. We've since received their quotes, and the commissioners have selected a supplier for those valves. The new valves are going to cost us, two new valves are going to cost us around $400,000, which is substantially lower than we had originally budgeted. The first payment we'll make in 2017 is a down payment plus an amount for their drawings and the approval of their drawings on these valves. And then lastly, in December, I believe, I'm just estimating in December, we have to make a deposit on the material they're going to use to manufacture them. That total is $160,000. We also, the final payment on our dam masonry repair and replacement was $51,300. If you add that to the $136,236 we spent in 2016, that entire project was $187,536. To show you how these projects go at the dam and why this district definitely needs a reserve fund, is I believe the original bid on that was about 80?
90.
Was it 90,000?
94, I think it was.
94,000.
94,000. But we had them down there. They uncovered additional damage. And so we gave them the permission to go on and continue. And again, that was a total cost of $187,536. We're estimating that the slope stability project that you've seen is going to cost us an additional $80,000 to complete. We also are going to do more dam masonry repair and replacement in the fall. It's going to be on a T&M contract, and we're limiting that to $75,000. Spillway cap and spillway hydraulics of $10,000. The purpose of that is to get the spillway hydraulics are going to be very critical to us, especially if sometime in 2018 or 2019, we're not sure at this point because we haven't got the funding for it, we decide to replace the valves. The spillway gates will be the only way we'll be able to release water from the lake. Engineering, estimating this, well, the slope stability project was another $9,713, $12,805 on the Howell Bunger valves. I believe that was really the cost of them providing the drawings that went out with the quote. So for 2017, the only other thing is property improvements. On the second page, the wash station was $28,115, which is around $3,000 greater than the grant we got from New York State. The withdrawal from the dam fund at the end of 2017, because of some of the expenditures I've gone over, is probably going to be around $260,000 at the end of 2017, which will bring our reserve fund down to $832,000. That's my estimate. The thing to keep in mind is we do have a $500,000 grant that Senator Young got us from New York State, and it's 100% reimbursement grant. So once we make the expenditures, we will get reimbursed from the state for those expenditures. The timing on that is a little up in the air. We're not sure how that's going to work. It could take us quite a while to get that type of funding or to get them to release these funds to us, but we're hoping that with the senator's help, we'll get that done rather quickly. In 2017 or 2018, we put through a 7% tax increase. That raises the taxes to $325,393. For major repairs in 2018, we have budgeted $345,000, $50,000 for security enhancements at the dam, another $220,000 for the new valves at the base of the dam, and dam masonry again each year. We're going to try to get this job accomplished. Hopefully in 2018 we might do another T&M for $75,000. One of the other things that we're budgeting for in 2018 is to build a storage building at the dam. When we receive these valves, we don't have the funding to install them, but we're going to have a place to keep them. And the commissioners have decided to build a storage building up at the dam for multiple reasons, but the primary reason is that the valves will be delivered and they'll be at the dam instead of having us put it at an off-site location. The withdrawal from the reserve fund in 2018, I'm projecting, would be $230,000. That would leave us with a reserve fund of $602,000. The bright spot to that is when we get the $500,000 from the state, we'll be back over $1 million in our reserve fund, which is a good thing. The one thing we don't know at this time, but we will work on in 17 and 18, is to try to get some kind of a reasonable estimate of what it's going to cost us to install these valves. We don't have any idea at this point in time, but we can't install the valves because of the fact that we do need a reserve fund, but we probably won't install the valves until we get full reimbursement from the state and we get our reserve fund back up to $1 million. So that's the budget in a nutshell. If there's any questions. Any questions? Yeah.
Now this is, are we in a hearing? Is this?
Yeah. Go ahead. Mm-hmm. Do you have a comment?
I was just, you sort of lost me on that. You estimated it's like $220,000 based on the bids to.
Yeah. Well, that's basically the payment program they gave us. The valves are. $374 right now is their bid, and then they gave us a payment plan of 5% down payment, I think it was, and then we owe them another 20%, I think, once we've approved their drawings for the valves, and then I think there's another, all in all, between now and 2018, we will pay 80% of the value of those, and so if you added those numbers together, it'll come up to $380,000. The balance of $20,000 will not be paid until the valves are installed and working properly.
And then, I've heard, we all hear the $4 million number mentioned for repairs for that. And so now we know that $374,000 is just for the valves themselves. When you talk about having money for the installation, are you referring to the balance of that project?
Yes.
Which could be up to four, whatever the estimate, whatever it comes in.
Well, so let me explain that, Bill, because that is confusing to people when we were talking about a $4 million project. The $4 million, I asked a couple of years ago with Hatch and our engineer, Dal Corwin, to come up with several scenarios of what we would do in case of a major failure. And with that, the number one was do all we need to do to repair the valves and valve-related things for the dam, such as the butterfly valves. What we're talking about buying here are the Halbunger valves, The butterfly valves, we want to put on the back of the dam outside so we don't have to use the 88-year-old gates under the dam. Because the only way to shut down the water to use the Halbunger valves, or to repair or replace Halbunger valves, is to close the gates under the dam. And they are scary. They're very iffy. They work. We're using them as little as possible, but we're using them. But the $4 million had the butterfly valves in it, had the additional penstocks that would have to go into the dam to hold them. It included a building, some type of a structure on the dam, because your butterfly valves, like the Halbunger valves, have to be inside. That's, and the labor to do that, the construction, the material, that's where the $4 million came from. So what we did, when the senator said, you got to use it or lose it. If you don't spend the $500,000, you're going to lose it. So we broke it up even more. We went into what can we do, the board tasked us with, spend the $500,000 and get the most mileage out of it that you can. And so we haven't abandoned the $4 million idea because that's what we need, but we figured out what the best way to spend the $500,000 and put us in the best position. So we broke it down to just buying the valves. Next step would be install the valves, because we don't think we're going to get $6 million from anybody. So, but we could get another $500,000 grant someplace. So we're breaking this down so we can do it in sections and do it in a way that if we had a failure, we would be prepared to deal with that. So that, I hope that answers your question, but that's how the $4 million figure gets. The other thing is we were pleasantly surprised that we were able to do so well in purchasing the valves. And as Bill said, one of those reasons is because we had five companies interested and all five bid. The other thing is we changed companies. The original valves with the Halbunger valves, it looked like it was $500,000 for one valve. That was what we were quoted. Part of that was these cones that go on the end of the valves that cut down on the cavitation and help direct the force of the water. Well, they were $220,000, $110,000 per valve. Well, we've never had them in 88 years. They've not been on our valves, and Al and I were questioning that, but the company came back and says, We don't even want to sell them to you without it, and we won't warranty them if you don't buy them. So we still felt uncomfortable about that. So we started asking the other companies, and they said, well, we have them as an extra that you can buy, but you don't have to buy it. So that saved us $220,000 right there. Then we went to, I had the idea donuts are cheaper by the dozen, maybe valves are too. So when we put in our bid forms, we bid one valve, carbon steel, one valve stainless steel. Then we put next row down bid two valves carbon steel and two valves stainless steel. We ended up saving another $60,000 by buying two valves. So
if I could just interrupt and say, I think the short answer to your question is, we were very pleasantly surprised to have our bids come in a lot lower than what we originally had been quoted by the engineers is what it was going to cost. So, yeah, we were able to get two really for what we thought we could get one. So,
under wages and payroll taxes, how many?
Not at this point. This is.
No. I have another question.
Okay.
How many, are there any full-time employees, people who are considered full-time?
No.
No.
Then where, I'm not trying to be nosy and want to know what everybody makes, but for example, what does the, what's the salary for the district manager?
Let me just go ahead, continue your thoughts, and I'll look it up.
It's not a salary, I might add, it is.
It's an hourly rate.
Yeah, so, okay, so what do you budget then for the hourly rate and the number, estimated number of hours?
Okay, for the district manager, our district, yeah, Lake manager, his wage rate in 2018 would be $23.92 an hour. His wages will be $11,768.64.
Other, do you have other, do you go by job titles?
Well, the engineer.
Cal, are you asking just to go down the whole list of everybody? I don't know.
It can't be that many for $124,000.
Well, I mean, six or eight. I just didn't know whether they want to get into the weeds with that or not, but if you.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to know.
Al Corwin, I'm estimating his wages in 2018 would be $17,865. The office. Oh, I'm estimating 1,043 hours in the office, $18,091.85. Bob Pomeroy is a salaried employee. He's the head of the dam. His wages are $20,596. Tom Thomas, who's also a worker at the dam, what is his specific title, Bob?
Facilities operator.
Yeah, facilities manager.
He's the one that does all the gives all the information that they want, the state wants, for releases and inflows and outflows and all that kind of stuff.
Army Corps engineer.
Right. That's $14,329. Me, Bill Szabo, my wage is $11,621. The launch attendance is $1,986. Oh, no, I'm sorry, that's wrong. It's $10,616, and we have some young fellows we call in. I'm estimating to be a little under $2,000 for the call-ins we do on that.
Bill, you don't get enough.
Well, I can give you a breakdown, okay?
No.
We can.
No, I'm saying that you don't get enough.
Oh, that's true across the board.
Yeah, it's true across the board.
I appreciate you giving me the giving me that information.
We get even
thank
less.
You.
We cover a lot of ground and a lot of issues.
Well, basically,
with very little money.
Basically, if you look at the, I think one of the most important things of the district is the management of the lake level. I think that's critical. And I think if you total up all the employees that work at the dam, you're talking under $50,000 a year to control the level of the lake. That's a pretty good bargain, I think.
Not just
at 3 o'clock in the morning to open valves up because we got a storm.
Well, there's not, in this last storm, Bobby Pomeroy and Dennis Cheserly slept on the concrete floor in the building because it was so unpredictable up and down. So, I mean, if you've ever been in there, it's not a comfortable place.
Not a place to be.
We're approaching time to kind of transition to our other area of the meeting, so if there are any other questions of Bill at this point?
Anything else, anybody? Okay, that's the budget. This is a preliminary budget. The purpose of this hearing is to get any input from the public in case we want to change, if we influence them to change this budget, but it'll be discussed and probably in September sometime they'll pass it, but this is preliminary at this point.
All right, any other, before we leave it totally and move on to the rest of our business? Fine, Bill, thank you. I know it takes many, many hours every year. For those of you who don't know, Bill has been the treasurer since day one in 1981. So he has some experience doing these kinds of things and has just been an incredible asset to the Rushford Lake. And I want to just, thank you for your continued service. And all the work that you put into this. And as Cal says, yeah, you're right, you're underpaid. But it's also true, it's across the board. All right, we've had our budget hearing then, as I said, probably in September, or I don't know, maybe even October, we will have a more formal resolution to enact it, but we wanted the public to have this opportunity.